Chapter 11. The Miracle. The next day was foggy. Everything on the farm was dripping wet. The grass looked like a magic carpet. The asparagus patch looked like a silver forest. On foggy mornings, Charlotte's web was truly a thing of beauty. This morning, each thin strand was decorated with dozens of tiny beads of water. The web glistened in the light and made a pattern of loveliness and mystery, like a delicate veil. Even Lurvy, who wasn't particularly interested in its beauty, noticed the web when he came down with the pig's breakfast. He noticed how clearly it showed up, and he noted how big and carefully built it was. And then he took another look, and he saw something that made him set his pail down. There, in the center of the web, neatly woven in block letters, was a message. It said, "Some pig." Lurvy felt weak. He brushed his hand across his eyes and stared harder at Charlotte's web. "I'm seeing things," he whispered. He dropped to his knees and uttered a short prayer. Then, forgetting about Wilbur's breakfast, he walked back to the house and called Mr. Zuckerman. "I think you'd better come down to the pig pen," he said. "What's the trouble?" asked Mr. Zuckerman. "Anything wrong with the pig?" "Not exactly," said Lurvy. "Come and see for yourself." The two men walked silently to Wilbur's yard. Lurvy pointed to the spider's web. "Do you see what I see?" he asked. Zuckerman stared at the writing on the web. Then he murmured the word, "Some pig." Then he looked at Lurvy. Then they both began to tremble. Charlotte, sleepy after last night's exertions, smiled as she watched. Wilbur came and stood directly under the web. "Some pig," muttered Lurvy in a low voice. "Some pig," whispered Mr. Zuckerman. They stared and stared for a long time at Wilbur. Then they stared at Charlotte. "You don't suppose that spider," began Mr. Zuckerman. But he shook his head and he didn't finish the sentence. Instead, he walked solemnly back up to the house and he spoke to his wife. "Edith, something has happened," he said in a weak voice. He went into the living room and sat down, and Mrs. Zuckerman followed. "I've got to tell you something, Edith," he said. "You better sit down." Mrs. Zuckerman sank into her chair. She looked pale and frightened. "Edith," he said, trying to keep his voice steady, "I think you had best be told that we have a very unusual pig." A look of complete bewilderment came over Mrs. Zuckerman's face. "Homer Zuckerman, what in the world are you talking about?" "This is a very serious thing, Edith," he replied. "Our pig is completely out of the ordinary." "What's unusual about a pig?" asked Mrs. Zuckerman, who was beginning to recover from her scare. "Well, I don't really know yet," said Mr. Zuckerman, "but we have received a sign, Edith, a mysterious sign. A miracle has happened on this farm. There is a large spider's web in the doorway of the barn cellars, right over the pig pen, and when Lurvy went to feed the pig this morning, he noticed the web because it was foggy, and you know how a pig's spider web looks very distinct in the fog. And right spang in the middle of the web, there were the words, 'Some pig.' The words were woven right into the web. They were actually part of the web, Edith. I know, because I've been down there and I've seen them. It says, 'Some pig,' just as clear as can be. There can be no mistake about it. A miracle has happened, and a sign has occurred here on Earth, right on our farm, and we have no ordinary pig." "Well," said Mrs. Zuckerman, "it seems to me you're a little off. It seems like we have no ordinary spider." "Oh, no," said Zuckerman. "It's the pig that's unusual. It says so, right there in the middle of the web." "Maybe so," said Mrs. Zuckerman. "Just the same, I intend to have a look at that spider." "It's just a common gray spider," said Zuckerman. They got up, and together they walked down to Wilbur's yard.